The sermon text from the Gospel of John, the 12th chapter. Now among those who went up to worship at the feast were some Greeks. So these came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee, and asked him, "Sir, we wish to see Jesus." The words of our text. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus, the Christ of God. Amen. It was the festival of the Passover, and certainly there was much to see and much to do for those men who make this request to Philip. But what are they interested in doing? They're interested in seeing Jesus. I'm confident they just didn't want to look at Jesus. They wanted to meet Jesus. They wanted to have an encounter with him. They were ready to listen to him speak, to hear what he had to say, to evaluate for themselves who this man, the Christ, was. And we're on the same road as these men who wish to see Jesus. We've come to Palm Sunday here at our church. It's Confirmation Sunday also, where our confirmands will affirm the faith given to them in their baptism, and through that faith the righteousness of Christ will be affirmed. Today they will, as many of us have already done, give a public pledge of allegiance and lifelong fidelity to Christ our Lord. So we're not only celebrating confirmation this Sunday, but also Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem. But we also know that Jesus has set himself on the path to the cross, where he will be lifted up from the earth as the cure for all of our sins. He will be crucified for the sin of all humanity, winning for us the forgiveness of our sins and the redemption for our souls and our redemption in both body and soul. He will also give us the assurance of the resurrection to eternal life for all those who have faith in his work on our behalf. Consequently, we also want to see Jesus. And we want to show Jesus to others. We want to see him not only as he comes in Palm Sunday, but we want to see him in the scriptures. We want to see him in creation. We want to see him in the sacrament. We want to see him in the confession and absolution. We want to see him in all aspects. We want to see him in our neighbor. We see Jesus present in creation, the moment of creation. And how do we know that Jesus is present there? St. Paul writes to the Ephesians, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, even as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before him." You see, we are chosen in Christ before the foundations of the world were laid. Thus we are assured that Jesus is God, the second person of the Holy Trinity, the God who alone is uncreated. Jesus was present, and he was the agent of the creation of the world. As John tells us in the first chapter of his gospel, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. All things were made through him, and without him nothing has been made that was made. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. He was in the world, and the world was made through him." Thus, in our creation, we see Jesus at work. In the Old Testament, we see Jesus at work. "For did not Jesus say, 'You search the scriptures because in them you think you have eternal life, and it is they that bear witness about me'?" We see Jesus speaking out of the burning bush to Moses. And when Moses asked God, "If I come to the people of Israel and I say to them, 'The God of your fathers has sent me to you,' and they ask me, 'What is his name?' What shall I say to them?" And then God said to Moses, "You tell them, 'I am who I am.' and say to the people of Israel, I am has sent me to you. Again, Jesus says to the Jewish leaders, truly I say to you, before Abraham was, I am. Jesus is the God who is and who acts in history. I am the bread of life. I am the light of the world. I am the gate of the sheep. I am the vine, the good shepherd, the way, the truth, and the life. I am the resurrection and the life. Jesus is God, the God of our redemption. And that redemption is applied to each and every one of us personally in the waters of our baptism. Because baptism is not man's work. Baptism is not what we do. Baptism is the work of a holy and gracious God. It is the work of what our Lord does for us. It is the work of God that creates faith, that through the baptism that clings to the promises of redemption in Christ. And in our baptism, Christ and his work is applied to us individually and personally. We are washed, we are cleansed, we are draped in the holiness and the righteousness of Jesus Christ. Sir, we wish to see Jesus. If you wish to see Jesus, look here and you will see Jesus. Look at the mirror and see Jesus Christ in your own self and in your baptism. We look to those most precious waters and we see here what God gives us. Nothing less than life and faith and salvation. Then one of the elders addressed me saying, these in white robes, who are they? Where have they come from? And I said to him, sir, you know. And he said to me, these are they who have come out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. In your baptism, you are clothed with the righteousness of Jesus Christ. You are given the faith that heeds the call to repentance of your sin, for your sins. And what is repentance? Repentance is nothing less than the genuine terror that the conscience feels over God's wrath against sin, and a conscience that is sorry that it has sinned. This takes place when the Word of God denounces sin. For the substance of the proclamation of God's word is to do what? It is to denounce sin and to offer the forgiveness of sins and righteousness for Christ's sake, offering the Holy Spirit and eternal life, and then lead us into all good works. Contrition believes God's judgment upon sin. Contrition seeks the forgiveness of sin. But where is this forgiveness to be found? Sir, we wish to see Jesus. It is to be found in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because faith trusts in the remission of our sins for the sake of Jesus Christ. And that because of Jesus, our sins are fully and freely forgiven. Do you wish to see Jesus? If you wish to see Jesus, then look to the holy absolution, for that is for the sake of Jesus Christ. That God the Father grants full remission of your sins. This faith strengthens and sustains the sorrowing heart, since we have been justified and have peace with God through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. A peace that comes from the sacrifice in our place of Jesus, the Son of God. The sorrowful heart longs for the peace of a relationship restored to God the Father. A relationship that is strengthened by the holy meal of the sacrament of the altar, communion, where we see Jesus Christ himself. For Jesus himself has declared that he is in, with, and under the bread and the wine of the sacrament of the altar. He has said to us that he gives us his very body to eat and his very blood to drink for the forgiveness of our sins and for the strengthening of our faith. As Jesus our Lord has said, this is my body which is given for you. And he has also said, this is my blood which is shed for you. And no less than Simeon held the infant Christ in his hands, we hold Christ in our hands. The very Christ who was given for us, the very Christ who shed his blood for us, the very Christ of God who is for you. We hold this Jesus in our hand and we can depart in peace, for we have salvation through the grace of our God and through the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. And that salvation is worth proclaiming to our neighbor and to the entire world. If we wish to see Jesus, then we must look at our neighbor. For in our neighbor's face, we see the one for whom Jesus died and the one for whom we are to show all Christian love. When the Son of Man comes in all of His glory and all of His angels with Him, then He will sit on His glorious throne, and before Him will be gathered all nations. And He will separate the people one from another as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And He will place the sheep on His right and the goats on His left. And then the king will say to those on His right, "Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you before the foundations of the world were laid. For I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. I was a stranger and you welcomed me. I was naked and you clothed me. I was sick and you visited me. I was in prison and you came to me." Then the righteous will answer him, saying, "Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you anything to drink? And when did we see you a stranger and welcome you, or naked and clothe you? And when did we see you sick and in prison and visit you?" And the king will answer them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, as you did it to one of the least of these, my brothers, you did it to me." Then he will say to those on his left, "Depart from me, you cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry and you gave me no food. I was thirsty and you gave me no drink. I was a stranger and you did not welcome me. Naked and you did not clothe me. Sick and in prison and you did not visit me." Then they also will answer, saying, "Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or naked or sick or in prison and did not minister to you?" Then he will answer them, saying, "Truly, truly, I say to you, as you did it not to one of the least of these, you did it not to me." And these will go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. Do you wish to see Jesus? Then look and see Jesus in your neighbor. Look and see Jesus in your brothers and sisters in Christ around the world, and even in the unbelievers around the world who need ministered to. See Christ in the faces of those whom you pass every day. Let us look around us, and in the things of God, we will always see Jesus. In the creation of the world, we see Jesus in the Word of the Old Testament. We see Jesus in the New Testament. We see Jesus in our baptisms. We see Jesus in the confession and the absolution. We see Jesus in the sacrament of the altar, and we see Jesus in our neighbor. Let us go forth and continue to see Jesus in all of these places. In that Jesus' name, amen. And now may that peace which passeth all understanding be in your hearts and your minds, to the one true faith in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.